The Czech government has refused to join the European Union's planned fiscal compact, which paves the way for a closer coordination of fiscal policies within the bloc. At an EU summit in Brussels on Tuesday, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas cited ratification issues as the main reason why the country will stay out of the pact, as the only EU member state besides the UK. The Czech refusal has already caused a stir on the domestic scene, as Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said the move would harm the Czech Republic's interests. Jan Richter spoke to Czech Radio's former correspondent in Brussels, Ondřej Hoska, who summed up the reasons Prime Minister Nečas gave to back his decision.
Prime Minister mentioned three reasons. The first one was that he has no mandate to sign the treaty because it's unclear how the ratification process will proceed in the Czech Republic. That means President Václav Klaus publicly declared his unwillingness to sign the treaty, and in order to ratify it, you need in Czech Republic you need the signature of the President of the Republic as well. The second reason was that the countries with their own currencies will not be able to join every euro area summit. That's the second point. And the third reason is that the Czech Republic wanted to stress also the debt criterion in sanctions process. Right now, the prime criteria in European Union in the euro area are based on excessive deficit procedures and so on. And Czech Republic wanted the debt criterion included as well.
Do you think these are the real reasons for the rejection of the fiscal compact by the Czech Prime Minister? Because some of them really don't make that much sense. Some commentators have noted that as Prime Minister, it's his responsibility to ratify the treaty, indeed, if the government decided to join the fiscal compact. Do you think these are the real reasons, or there might be some underlying Euroscepticism perhaps on the side of the senior coalition Civic Democrats?
I don't understand the reasons 2 and 3. That means the euro area summits and the debt criterion. Poland, Slovakia, other countries had objections, but why Poland and Slovakia are satisfied with euro area summits and debt criterion respectively and Czech Republic is not, that's clearly incomprehensible to me. And the first reason, the ratification process, it's up to constitutional lawyers to say what's based on the constitution or not, but as you've just said, if there is a political will to sign anything, you can clearly sign it. The Czech Republic signed the Treaty of Lisbon, I don't know, or some other treaty, and it was up to the current prime minister to decide. In my view, the real reason is a fear among senior civic democrats of the fear of influence of President Václav Klaus inside the party, and there's probably a fear that president could be able to split the party on this issue.
What does the decision by the Czech government not to join the fiscal compact mean for the Czech Republic?
Right now it's hard to say. The treaty as such is practically useless. There's practically nothing new in the treaty, nothing new which isn't already in the EU legislation. You know, the strengthening of the sanctions has been agreed at the end of last year in other legislation, in the so-called six-pack, and no one raised any eyebrow at that time. And the treaty is useless when it comes to the solving of current crisis. But it could be very dangerous potentially not to join this treaty, because you have 25 countries ratifying or agreeing to this treaty, and who could guarantee that in 2-3 years these countries won't discuss, won't decide about other issues as well, like for example internal market and so on and so on. So to be outside of this club, let's say, could be potentially very dangerous for Czech Republic, because we can end, you know, being on the sidelines.
The debate, however, in the Czech Republic about whether or not to join the fiscal compact does not seem to be over. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg came out with a very strong statement today, saying basically that Prime Minister Nečas's decision harms the interests of the country. Do you think it's likely that the government will reconsider its decision and eventually join the fiscal compact?
First of all, I fully agree with the statement that it harms the interests of the Czech Republic, and from diplomatic sources I know that it's impossible probably to sign the treaty in March when it will be signed, so eventual reconsideration could come, but later, and the obvious date is March 2013 when the current president has to step down. So I think that we'll see afterwards, because from my point of view it's highly improbable that the top 09 would cause a fall of the government. It would be for the first time, if I'm not mistaken, that a government in the Czech Republic will fall on a European issue. You know, generally speaking, European Union is not such a big deal, not such a big topic in the Czech Republic, and I can't imagine that top 09 would cause a fall of a government because of some European problem.
Czech Radio's former Brussels correspondent Ondřej Hoska was speaking to our own Jan Richter about the situation in the EU and the Czech Republic refusing to join the fiscal compact. Thank you for the story, Jan.